The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Tzadik Gimel, we discussed Bezus Hashem in the previous shiur what the parsha of Achilas Korbanos is Mechayavos, both in terms of the parsha of Kibbutz Begodim, where the Kibbutz, the dam has to be taken, the dam which was Roy Lazon, it went into the Beged of the Oivid, of the one who was standing over there, had to be purged out of the Beged, because the dam being absorbed in the Beged is a stira to that which the dam of the Korban represents. It's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. The same is true that the Achila, which has to be done B'mokim Kodesh, by Kedoshim, by the Kehanim, if it's absorbed into the Kelim, it becomes part of the everyday world. That's a stira to the parsha of Achilas Chatos B'mokim Kodesh. So what we have over here is that the dinim there, in our perek of Kibbutz Begodim and Mariku Shtifa, are a direct hemshech of the parsha of Achilas HaKorbonos, which is the parsha that we're learning in Parsha Tzav. And with that, we go further. There's a famous kasha on one of the main focuses of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The Avodah of Yom Kippur included a few karbonis, the chatois apnimiyos, where the hazov of the dam, the zrika of the dam, had to be not like the regular karbonis, which were, the dam was nizrak on the Mizbeach Achitza in Nazara, and the chatois pnimi, where the dam was brought on the Mizbeach pnimi. Over here, the dam had to be the hazov of the dam was keneged the paroiches, which separated the heichel, separated the kodesh from the kodesh hakadoshim. Bepashtus, there's really a machlokes in the sugi and yuma, whether the dam has to touch the paroiches. If we say the dam doesn't have to touch the paroiches, this kasha is much less of a kasha. But if we say that the dam has to touch the paroiches, so luchor we have a pasha of kibbutz begodim, where L'chor would be Mechayev to take the Parochas down and to have to wash it B'mokim Kodesh. Dovar Shaloi Motzinu. We don't find that there's a Chiv, not mentioned in any of the Sugis and Shas, that we have to take the Parochas off after Yom Kippur, after Dam was spritzed on the Parochas. It's a Beged. It's Roy, it's Mekabel Tumah. The Gemara says that it has to be a Beged that's Mekabel Tumah in order to have the Din of Kibbutz Begodim. We don't find that Din by the Parochas. So this is a famous Kasha. The simple nusach for answering this question is what's called all over Seder Kodshim Nasim Mitzvosei, Elcha Dova Nasim Mitzvosei Umoyalim Boy, which means that there's nothing that's designated for Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash where if it's Nasim Mitzvosei, it still has a din of Meil, Lamashul Dam, after the Korban is brought, that Dam L'chor doesn't have a din Meil, it's Mutter to be Nene. Any the offer which was put on the Mizbech, after it was put on the Mizbech, L'chayr is not also over there. There's a different discussion, even if it put on the Mizbech, there was a Trumas HaDeshen, where then the Deshen was taken out. But there are many instances where we find all over the Dinim of Kodshim, where something is after it was already done. L'chayr en l'chadov en asim mitzvasim, more than the dam that was huzah on the Parochet. L'chayr, that should be the simple teretz. The reason why it's not so simple is because it's not poshut that Nasim Mitzvosoi is not just a din me'ilo. It could very well be that the dam is still kodosh, even though it's Nasim Mitzvosoi, it was spritzed on the paroiches. And Echadami, there's no me'ilo. Elecha Dovish and Nasim Mitzvosoi are more than boy. But Elecha Dovish and Nasim Mitzvosoi, it's not dam kodosh anymore. If it's dam kodosh, so the Chayit still has a din of Kibbutz Begodim. Now, we could theoretically say, not theoretically, the raya's that dam specifically, because the Torah refers to kamayim, sugya shaloibim koimoi, that dam la'achas rik is mutter gomer, not like other things that belong to kodesh, that after it's nasim mitzvosoi, would only be not moilim boy, but it would still have kedusha. That itself is not a simple assumption, that the dam, which is Mechayev Kibbutz Begodim, has to be dam, which is Roy Lazon, only before the mitzvah was Niskan. But look, if the dam was Nizrak on the Paroiches, at the point that it touched the pareches, the hazor was completed. It's nasa mitzvah, and maybe that's the answer. But again, like we're saying, it's not so bosh. Also, if we say that at the point that it touches the pareches, at that point, the pareches becomes mechuyev b'kibbutz. So who's to say it comes b'vas achas? Who's to say that that wouldn't still be mechayev the pareches kibbutz? L'chayra, l'fi the akdama that we gave, we could say maybe more profound, and a teretz that would take care of all these weaknesses in the original mahalach. What we'll say is that the din of kibbutz begadim is not a din farzich, it's not a parsha by itself, that dam that's absorbed into the begadim catches our concern, catches the teretz concern, it's like a din of getting rid of blias in a kli. In order not to use again, the dam over here either will say that the dam has to go on the mizbeach, or the dam has to be disposed of, like all kachrim has to be properly disposed of, either misreif on the mizbeach, so on and so forth, bebeis hadeshim, bebeis, you know, has to be gotten rid of, like all psulei hamikdashim. No, it's more than that. The end point of kibbutz begadim, the end point, I'm sorry, of achilas karbonis, is making sure that that message is absorbed. The achilas hakarbonis, the same way the karban chatas has to be eaten b'makom kadosh, the kibbutz begadim is not just getting rid of the dam. Otherwise, why can't you wash it outside? The din of kibbutz begadim has to be performed b'fnai b'fnim. We'll see there's a problem. The beggar became tummy, it went out, how do you get it back in? A whole sugya that we're going to discuss in Yitzhak Hashem the next year. But the point is that the kibbutz has to be done b'makom kadosh like the achilah. It's clear, if you look at the psukim, that's the context. The point is, because the kibbutz getting rid of the dam from the beged and making sure that that dam doesn't go where it doesn't represent properly what the parsha of karbonis is supposed to represent is part of the completion of achilas hakarbon. In that context, that's why it has to be done by makom kadosh. It has to be done bepashtus al yidei kohanim. We'll add even something else. Why isn't there a separate mitzvah saseh of kibbutz begadim? A separate mitzvah. So the Rambam will tell us, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is miyaseh the klal, that all the different parts of one korban are all parts of a mitzvah. They're not kevei Hashem b'fnei atzmam as a mitzvah say. For instance, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika are all parts of the avodah of one korban. Each one is not a separate mitzvah, even though each one is a separate mechayev. The Rabban argues, the Rabban says that no, each one that's a separate ma'isa, completely totally, b'fnei atzmoy, is kevei Hashem mitzvah se b'fnei atzmoy. According to the Rabban, we have to know, why is kibbutz begadim not a mitzvah se b'fnei atzmoy? L'fi what we're saying, kibbutz begadim is a part and parcel of achilas karban chatas, which is a mitzvah. The achilah of karbonis is a mitzvah, and part of that achilah is making sure that that which was absorbed in the kelim, that it was used for, is purged from the walls of that kli, Mariko Shtifa. Part of the avoida of the dam is making sure that the dam which is in the beged is purged. It's all an end point of mitzvahs that are already discussed. In any case, getting back to our kasha, even if we say that the dam has to reach the pareches, and even if we say that not nasa mitzvah, that's the sugi that we said before in Yuma Daf Nun Zayin, even if we don't accept the first mahalach that we said, al-tznasim mitzvah, so we could say, but since the end point of the mitzvah is that the dam should be where it's supposed to be, where's the dam supposed to be? Normally the dam is not supposed to be absorbed in the beged of the kohen. That's that being absorbed in the beged, in the physical world of the oivid, of the person who's standing there, is a steerer to that dam going on the top of the mizbech. It's a steerer to the dam going to the top of the Har Hashem. But over here, the dam is supposed to be on the Pareiches. If the dam is supposed to be on the Pareiches, that dam is complementary to the Avodah Zadam, the Avodah Zachil of the Karbonis. It's not only is it not a stereo, that's where the dam is supposed to be. So of course, on that, it would not be a din of kibbutz begod. This Hagdorah, by the way, cuts both ways. We have the Gemara by us in Tzadi Gimel. The Gemara has to bring a separate mute in the Parsha in front of us to tell you that dam shen nizrak al hamizbeach, dam that went on the mizbech, not dam that was nitas ala beged, dam that went on the mizbech, and off the side of the mizbech, it was nitas ala beged. The kohen was oivid, and he was zerik the dam. The dam went b'mokoim that it's supposed to go, and off the mizbech, it spritzed onto his beged. The Gemara says, a miut, that it's only dam haroi lezvika, not dam la'acha zvika, so it's not machayev kibbutz. Frek the biskirov over here in the stencils. Tefik le the dam that's on the mizbeach in lechadov and asim mitzvosim moelim by more than that. We said a dam after zrika pashtus has a din of chulin. If it has din of chulin, so it has a din of hatozas begodim. It has din of kibbutz begodim. The way we're explaining, yeah, the reason why dam that's not royal lazo, the reason why dam after the korban is does not mechayev, does not demand kibbutz begodim, because that dam is not roi, is not supposed to be on the mizbech. The dam that's supposed to be on the mizbech, if it's absorbed in the beggar, that's a stira. It's absorbed into the physical world of the person. It's a stira to it being on the mizbech. The dam which is not roi lekach, you don't have that that conflict. The dam which is extra dam that was taken out of the behemoth, which wasn't nizug al mizbech, but the other dam was nizug al mizbech. The korban is already post zrikas adam. This dam is not roi. If it's absorbed in the bag, it's not saying anything. It's not a statement. It's not a stira to the dam going on the mizbech. But what about dam that actually did go on the mizbech? Enachanami. If you'd pick up that dam and you'd be nene from it, there wouldn't be a meila pashtus. The dam is chulin. There's no issue whatsoever. But it's dam lemaisa that went on the mizbech. That dam should be absorbed in the beggar. Why do you have a conflict? Why do you have a stira to the point of what the dam is supposed to be? And the mail, that's why there would be a havamina that even though theoretically, fundamentally, the dam is mutter, the dam is not dam kochim, but it's still dam from the mizbech. So it would be mechayim kibbutz begodim kamash malon da not. That would lechor be a satisfying answer. But it just tells us at this point that dam that's royal mizbech, dam that has shaykhis to the mizbech, should not be in, absorbed in a beggar. And if it does, it has to go undergo the process, the mokum kaddish of purging that dam. That's all the fundamental point of our sugya. We'll add, by the way, that like we said, the reason why the kibbutz hadomim, if it's just the point is to get out the dam, to dispose of the dam properly, well, the point is because it's noisa, wouldn't have to be done by Mokum Kodesh. If it has to be done by Mokum Kodesh, then that tells us that it's part and parcel of the Avodas Adam, part and parcel of the Avodas Achilas HaKorbanos. Now, it happens to be that Korbanos, the Avodas Adam, and the Achilah of Korban Chatos, that is Kodesh Kodashim, has to be done by a Kohen. Kibbutz Begodim is not clear that it has to be. The Mechaz Chinuch and Kufla Meches Yud says that the reason why there's no mitzvah to say we asked the kasha before of kibbutz begodim is because it's kasha bizarre. Lemaisa, if you look in the Ibn Ezra on the pasuk by us, it sounds like it has to be b'makom kodesh ayidei ish kodesh. It sounds like it has to be ayidei koyin. If it has to be done ayidei koyin, it's because of chelik of the avodah, which is mamish the way we explained. Then the kasha is l'chol should be a mitzvah to say. On that we answered. That's not a separate idea, but it's the idea is in order to do away with the stira to the avodah. You find a similar concept. Psulei HaMikdashim, a carbon that was nifsal, has to be burnt. The avoidus psulei HaMikdashim of Sreifa has to be done biyoim. Why does it have to be done biyoim? Because it's avoid. All you're doing is disposing of the carbon. No. The end point of the Achilas HaKarbonos is the fact that that which is possible should not be eaten. The Sreifa of that, the Sreifa of the Eish, which destroys the possibility of that Bosor, being eaten in a way which is a steer to the Kedushas HaKorban, is also part of the Achila. It's part of the Avoida of the Korban. Imkain has to be done by Yoy, like any Avoida. What is left for us to wonder is, there's another din that's discussed by us in the Sugyas, in Bifonenu and Tzadik Gimel Tzadik Dal, of Greid as Dam. Let's say Dam was hardened on the surface of the Beged, where the kibbutz is not going to get it out, it needs to be scraped off. That scraping off, we could say, is just taking it off the beged in order to dispose of it. Or we could say that that grade is also, even though the Torah only specifically only discusses kibbutz, but the kibbutz has to be done by Malkum Kaddish, but the grade, maybe not. Lamaisa, this is a back and forth that's discussed in the Minchas Chinuch. The Pashtus, the way he says it is that the grade also needs to be Mokum Kodesh, because it's also part of the Avoido, Lefnei Hashem. Now, it happens to be that the Begodim, which you have to get rid of the dam, the Begodim Aton Kibbutz, has to be a Shem Beggar that's Mekabel Tumah. And the reasoning for that is the same idea. It's not, the point is not getting rid of the dam. The point is that if it's absorbed into a Beggar, that's a steer to the idea of where the carbon is supposed to be, where the carbon is supposed to take the person, the Baal, the Ovid. If it's absorbed into a shmata, that has no significance, no symbolic significance. It's only if it's absorbed into something that has a teres beged. Only if it's mekabel tumah, that's where it has that din.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.